At any rate, these two giants, along with Bronson Alcott, who was the father of Louisa May Alcott, who wrote Little Women and so many other powerful books about the rights of a woman to be treated with equality at a time when such things weren't even considered. These were people who took stands on abolition when it was not an easy thing to do. They were stops here along the Underground Railroad to help people, fugitive slaves who were escaping. These people took these kinds of stands and held meetings at the Concord School of Philosophy to discuss an American approach to contributing something that we call now self-reliance, one of Emerson's most famous essays. And I am honored to be here in the same city, on the same site, in a building that has been rebuilt, but where Emerson's grandfather was the minister. So Concord was very accommodating to us to put this program together. And what this program is about is what I call my, with apologies to David Letterman, my top 10. He does a top 10 every night, and of course they're very amusing. These are my top 10 principles for living a life of success and a life of inner peace. I've been invited many, many times to give graduation addresses in high schools and universities, and I've attended many of them when my own children have graduated, and I've attended at my own graduations at various times in my life. And most of the time, these speeches revolve around certain kinds of themes. One of the themes that they revolve around is success involves working hard and setting goals and listening to your elders and putting aside for the future and all kinds of nose to the grindstone advice about becoming successful later on if you follow these principles. This isn't what this program is about. I have put together what I think are principles that you can live and practice and go to work at each and every day, but these principles don't allow you to become just like everybody else. They're not designed to have you fit in. They're not designed to have you have a life of material success necessarily and defining your success that way, or to feel a sense of inner peace based upon making a connection to something that someone else tells you is what you need to be connected to. These are my principles that I've lived, and it's very difficult for me to tell you to respect your elders and to have other people's opinions be the things that you should use to follow in making your own decisions in life when I've hardly ever done that myself. And I've often said in my talks over the years that any success that I have experienced in my life is really in spite of my education rather than because of it. And it isn't because I am putting down education. I've been an educator all my life and a teacher at all levels, from grade school to junior high school, through high school, professor at several universities, and I have lectured extensively all over the world as a teacher. And I never, ever take this responsibility lightly, but I really believe that inside each and every one of us, we must find our own way of fulfilling and actualizing ourselves as human beings. And no one else out there can direct us or tell us how to do that. It has to be something that comes from within.